But there were 12 other sons, all of whom were most celebrated. Chitrarath had many sons, headed by Prithu and Vidurath, all of whom were known as belonging to the dynasty of Vrishni. The son of Vidurath was Shura, and his son was Bhajaman. The son of Bhajaman was Shini. Son of Shini was Bhoja. The son of Bhoja was Hritika. The three sons of Hritika were Devamid, Shatadhanu, and Kritavarma. The son of Devamida was Shura, whose son was named Marisha. Through Marisha, King Shura begot Vasudev, Devabhag, Devashrava, Anaka, Srinjai, Shamaka, Kanka, Shamika, Vatsaka, and Vrika. These 10 sons were spotlessly pious personalities. When Vasudev was born, the demigods from the heavenly kingdom sounded kettle drums. Therefore, Vasudeva, who provided the proper place for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was also known as Anaka Dundubi. The five daughters of King Shura, named Pritha, who's Pritha? Kunti. Shrutadeva, Shrutikirti, Shrutashrava, and Rajadevi were Vasudev's sisters. Shura gave Pritha to his friend Kunti, who had no issue, and therefore another name of Pritha was Kunti. Devaki, Pauravi, Rohini, Bhadra, Madhira, Rochina, Ilya, and others were all wives of Anaka Dundubi or Vasudev. Among them all, Devaki was the chief. Vasudev, by the womb of his wife Rohini, begot such sons as Bala, Gada, Sarana, Durmada, Vipala, Dhruva, Krita, and others. Vasudev also begot 8 highly qualified sons through the womb of Devaki. These included Kirtiman, Sushena, Bhadrasena, Riju, Samardana, Bhadra. So those are the 6 garbhas, shadgarbhas. All right, those were the 6 sons that Kamsa killed one after another. The 7th, Sankarshan. Everyone say. The controller and serpent incarnation, also known as Balaram. And the 8th son was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself,
Krishna.
And the highly fortunate Subhadra was the one daughter, and she was your grandmother. Because who is Shukadeva Goswami speaking to? Parikshit. So he's saying this Subhadra is your grandmother. I'm skipping the purports. O King Maharaj Parikshit. So Shukadev has just explained Krishna's lineage. All right? You've just heard Krishna's family, where it's coming from. Krishna's father, Krishna's mother, he's just explained. Now, finishing up this 9th canto, getting ready for the 10th canto, Shukadeva Goswami is now going to explain about how to appreciate Krishna Leela. O King Maharaj Parikshit, but for the Lord's personal desire, there is no cause for his appearance, disappearance, or activities. So what does that mean? You and I, we take birth according to karma. We take birth because of our pious and impious activities. Krishna or God, there's nothing forcing him to appear. He appears out of his own free will. We can't say that. What's the proof? How many of you look in the mirror and say, gee, I wish I had Brad Pitt's face? Or, you know, some, right? Ladies, I'm sure you think, why was I born with this kind of nose or this kind of ear? Well, I was like, we all look in the mirror and we say, I didn't pick this body, right? I know I look in the mirror, I go, oh, God. Why don't I look like, you know, this guy? Yes, because we didn't pick it. It was given to us. It was forced upon us by our past karma. That's why we have the body and mind that we have. It's all due to past karma. Krishna, on the other hand, chooses the form he wants to appear in. And he comes only because he wants to come. As the super soul, he knows everything. And that's why we don't, because we're not the super soul. I don't know what's going on in your body. I don't know what you're thinking. And you don't know what I'm thinking. You're looking at me, and you're trying to figure out what I'm thinking. I'm looking at you, and I'm thinking, do they like what I'm doing, or they don't like what I'm doing? Why is that guy giving me a dirty look? So we don't know what the other person is thinking, but Krishna knows exactly what's going on in everybody's heart. That's why he's God, the super soul. Consequently, there is no cause that affects him, not even the results of fruitive activity. Same thing Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says the same thing. Nothing, I'm free. There's no reactions upon me. Krishna can do whatever he likes, and there's no reaction. The Supreme Personality of Godhead acts through his material energy, creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Just to deliver the living entity by his compassion and stop the living entity's birth, death, and duration of materialistic life, thus he enables the living entity to go back home, back to Godhead. What's being stated here, there are two purposes for this material existence. This is a question that's asked. It's a question that appears in Vedanta. What is the purpose of existence? Why do we exist in the first place? So there's two purposes for this creation. One purpose of the creation is to allow the soul, the living entity, to enjoy to heart content. We come to this material world because we want to imitate Krishna. That's the only reason why we're here. We are here because we want to pretend to be Krishna. We are trying to imitate him, trying to enjoy, trying to possess, trying to lord it over, trying to be the proprietor. So one purpose of the creation is to allow the living entity, oh, you want to imitate me, Krishna says? Fine. Go to your Belinda. Have your fun. Free will. Free will is always there. It's never lost. So Krishna allows us, do whatever you like. Doesn't he say that at the end of Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna? Does he not say to Arjuna, I've told you everything. Now, yatesh yasi tata, do as you like. Doesn't force him. Do we see Krishna go like this? Arjuna! Does he do that? No. Krishna says, okay, I've told you. Now do. So that's one purpose of the creation. Go ahead. Krishna says, try to be me. Good luck. You're not fit for the post, but go ahead. Go. The other purpose of the creation is you. What is that? You, on the other hand, me too. We're all in this together. The other purpose of the creation is to rectify and go back. Get out of here, as I was saying in the first sermon. Rectify. Finish it up. All right, I made a mistake. I should never have left Krishna in the spiritual world. That was a mistake. All right, I've come to my senses. I realize, no, 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 no. What did I say in the previous sermon? What did Krishna say about this material world? What is it? Yes. It's a temporary place of suffering. If you have any brains, that should be your realization at some point. The sooner the better. Not when you're 99. The sooner the better that you realize what Krishna is saying, dukalayam ashaspatam, the better. Because once you realize that, then you say to Krishna, Krishna, I understand, I made a mistake. Now I want to come back. Please take me. So the other purpose of the creation is to enable us a way to return back home to Him. And I already said in the previous sermon, how do you do it? Rambai, how do you do it?
By chanting.
Chanting and also what? Understanding Krishna's birth and activities in truth. Then you can go back. That's what I say. That's what Krishna said. I can only repeat what Krishna says. So those are the two purposes of this creation. For those who want to enjoy and go to hell, go. Because that's what's going to happen. The more you try to enjoy this world, you'll go to hell. That's it. And the other purpose, I want to get back. I want to return. Although demons take possession of the government. Notice what Shukadeva is. Wow, he's like predicting. Although demons take possession of the government and are dressed like men of government, they do not know the duty of the government. Take that, Republicans, Democrats. By arrangement of God, such demons who possess great military strength fight with one another. We see that every day, don't we? This country, that country, this political group, what are they doing? And thus the great burden of the demons on the safest surface of the earth is reduced. The demons increase their military power by the will of the Supreme so that their numbers will be diminished and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. So don't worry about the demons. Let them kill each other. You just remain in Krishna consciousness. Krishna will protect you. When Prabhupada was on the planet, he once told us that there will be a great world war. He said it would be between Pakistan and India. He said this in 1976. You know that conversation. So the devotees were, what is there going to be nuclear power? I said, don't worry. Just chant Hare Krishna. If Krishna wants you to go back now, you go back now. What are you so attached? So we should not be worried. The demons are going to blow each other up. Let them go. You just remain fixed with Krishna. When it's time to go, it's time to go. You're going to go sooner or later. Right? Anybody going to stick on forever? No matter how you try, the day is coming. So, just remain fixed with Krishna. The message of this Janmashtami, stay with Krishna. All in favor say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.